God, and I truly have felt the presence of the Lord speaking to our hearts, and so glad to see you here tonight, glad to have our visitors with us tonight, and remember that Brother Stacy Holden's in revival over at Shreveport with Brother Randy Webb, so if anybody would like to go there, services through Friday night, and then On Friday night, Lord willing, I'm preaching over at Marshall, Full Gospel Holy Temple, if anybody would like to go there. And then also, convocation is going on at Idabel. So, there's a lot going on this week and this weekend. So, be in prayer for every service and go if you can. And receive a touch from the Lord. Our scripture reading tonight will come from Psalms 126. We will read very familiar verses of scripture. Probably most of us could quote them tonight. And I'd like to preach to you something that I feel like the Lord's laid on my heart. I know that the Lord has already touched us and moved tonight. But I'd like for us to gather our minds together just a little bit here and see what the Lord would have to say to us. Psalm 126, verse 5 and 6. And since it is so familiar, probably most of us could quote it, we'll just read it out loud together. Psalms 126, verse 5 and 6. Let's read it out loud together. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Amen. Isn't that wonderful scriptures? Beautiful scriptures right there in that psalm. Let's pray, Lord. I ask you to continue to help us tonight, Lord, as we need your touch. We need your anointing, God, so desperately tonight, God, as we endeavor to preach, Lord, for just a little while. Stir our hearts, Lord. Help us to receive your word. Speak to us, Lord, tonight in such a special way. God, continue on in this service for your glory. In Jesus' name. The church said amen. Amen. You may be seated. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. I thank the Lord for springtime. I thank the Lord for, you know, and the and I know it seems like it's a little bit early this year, but and we may not be through with the winter. Depends on if you go by with what the groundhog saw or not, but they said we had six more weeks of winter. But I know that most everybody's got in their mind, you know, maybe breaking up a garden or tilling a garden, or some may already have. This scripture here is talking about spiritual sowing and a spiritual harvest. And I want to take and pull out of here and try to preach to us tonight about this and about winning souls and bearing this basket of seed and doing what we can for God. And God's got a call on every individual's life here tonight and his purpose and plan. Is for every individual. He has a purpose for every individual. He has a purpose for every family. He has a purpose for every one, you know, different groups, you know, maybe different types of talents or different things that are manifested in the church. And he has a purpose and a plan for this church. And he has a purpose and a plan for our nation, our area, everything. God, amen, there is no limit to what he can and will do. Somebody that will do what they can for God and will what they'll do for God. So, sowing and in tears, we'll reap in joy. I want to look right here, and I don't have a title. I'm sorry tonight, I apologize for that, but I do not have a title. I'm going to just go ahead and say when When the preacher says he don't have a title, I don't think that that means that that gives the sound man the automatic authority to write whatever he wants on there. I have seen that before, you know. And I thought, man, when did I preach that, you know, looking at that CD? And I figured out, you know, I didn't have a title, so they just made one up. But I guess I shouldn't say that. I'll go back there and it'll put no title on there. But going forth, God, in His great sovereign creation, has created seasons and times. And if you plant a garden at the end of fall, you're going to be disappointed. And God has given us a special order in how we're to proceed. And it also comes in our walk with God. It is very important that we realize as Christians and brothers and sisters that we have a job to do. Every one of us has a job to do. I know that it's been, you know, said many times talking about how we feel our, you know, so, you know, small or so inadequate. And I believe every one of us, when we really get to, you know, right down to the nitty gritty, we feel like David, who said, "Who am I? And who am I? And who is my family that you should choose us to lead your people?" And Jeremiah said, "I'm just a child." And Moses said, "I can't speak." And you know, we feel so inadequate when we do God's will and work. But I don't believe that it should ever be a crutch. Or an excuse. I don't think God's pleased with that. And every one of us, if we will be prayerful, thoughtful, and sincere, God will show us where and how we can be most effective. Some it might be passing out tracts. Some it might be talking, you know. Some people can't talk. I heard about the barber that, you know, kept going to church. They're talking about soul winning and winning souls, and he is bound and determined he is going to. Well, the next day he is there sharpening that straight blade, you know, sharpening. He said, that guy got up in that chair. He said, "Are you ready to die?" And he is going to try to, you know, win soul. He's going to witness. And so he's sitting there sharpening that knife. "Are you ready to die?" And that man jumped up and ran out. But, you know, I know I've been there before. Seemed like my words didn't just come out just right and, you know, things. And I believe in what I just said, and I'm going to repeat it. If we will be sincere with God, prayerful, God will show us how, when, and where we're most effective. But there is not a Christian who God doesn't have something that they can do to benefit in this sowing and reaping. Everyone, every individual has their place. And we must, verse 6, he that goeth forth. You're going to plant a garden? Go down to the, you know, the wherever, you know, there, the feed store and buy some seeds or little plants or whatever. And you bring them and just set them there on the counter. You bring them, you know, and just put them there in the garage. You've got to go break up the ground. You've got to plant them. And so likewise, we come in the house of God. We come to Sunday school. We come to church. We read our Bible. We bound and determined we're going to win souls. But if we don't ever go forth, we'll never do nothing. And the importance of going, and the scripture says, go. Amen. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And the Bible says that Jesus said, go. He told his disciples, go. He sent them forth. And so if we don't go forth, if we don't open up, you say, well, you know, is God calling me to go to Africa? Is God calling me to go to India? Is God
calling me to go to China, or God calling me to, you know, to go to some state and start a church in the United States, or to run a revival. He may be. There may be those individuals that is here tonight that God has got that call. Amen. That's saying go. And he, somebody wrote a song, said, if it's a foreign battlefield where I finally find your will. Amen. If it's in the, on a ship about to sink, Lord, I'll go if you'll just speak to me. And the scripture here says, he that goeth forth, we can do what we can. I know I can't even, and I don't want to water down, amen, what God may have for you. But many times we use the excuse, well, I'm not a missionary, or I'm not a pastor, I'm not a preacher, or I'm not this or that. And it brings us to a place, and you've probably heard the story of D.L. Moody, the preacher who preached the gospel for many years, and God used him in a mighty way, how that his Sunday school teacher, I looked it up and tried to hunt it up, how he talked about his Sunday school teacher. And D.L. Moody in his writings, or when he would talk about soul winning, would talk about his Sunday school teacher. And his name, I believe, was Arthur Kimball. I tried to look it up today, and the best I could find out, this man was a Sunday school teacher. And D.L. Moody said, I went to Sunday school 2 times. I believe it was he missed the 3rd time. And he said, the Sunday school teacher came. He said, I was 19 years old. He laid his hand on my shoulder and said, son, I came to talk to you. You wasn't at Sunday school Sunday. And he said that he showed so much interest in me, visiting with me there in the shoe store, you know. He said that when he left, he said, I thought, if that man cares enough about my soul to come out of his busy day and leave his work and come down here just because I didn't go to Sunday school, surely I can do more for God. And he said, I went down to the basement and the Spirit of the Lord met me there. And I prayed. Amen. And God touched me and I never was the same. But he says that Sunday school teacher that nobody ever knew, I had to go hunt his name. I had to go look and dig and try to find his name. Amen. But that Sunday school teacher, I wondered this afternoon as I was reading that. Amen. Sunday school teachers tonight, I wondered that if when we get to heaven and all the rewards are being given out, if somehow that Sunday school teacher that we never knew his name don't get a little bit of those rewards for all the souls that was won to the kingdom of God. No doubt he will. Thank God. Go! Amen. What can we do? Amen. Some have compassion, making a difference. The Bible said in Jude, others save with fear, pulling them from the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Amen. It is our job to go forth. If you, amen, are going to plant a garden, if you are going to do something, you've got to get out of the house. Amen. You've got to go forth. And if we're going to win souls, we've got to go forth. Amen. It takes more than preaching about it. It takes more than prayer request service. Hello. Amen. Hallelujah. It takes an effort. Amen. If we're to receive a harvest, we must go forth. He didn't say he that has precious seed is going to have a boundless harvest and rejoice. He said he that goeth forth bearing precious seed. Hallelujah. Going forth. The Bible says, how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. How shall they call on him whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. We can be a preacher on our job. I know y'all could probably quote this for me. What I'm fixing to say, we've said it. We can be a preacher on our job. We can be a preacher at Walmart. We can be a preacher everywhere. Amen. But regardless of the fact this world is on their way to hell, somebody said they're going to hell in a handbag. Amen. And if we don't tell them, our family and friends, if we don't, amen, sow, if we don't go forth, if we don't take the extra effort, how hard is it for us to drive and go say, why are you here? You know, auntie, why are you here? Unc, why are you here? You know, brother, why are you here? Sister, why are you here? Friend, amen, I'm here because I want to talk to you about your soul. I mean, we go and we drive to people's house, talk to them about fishing. We call them and talk to them about shopping. I don't, but y'all do. Amen. And we call and talk to them about shoes and purses, and I don't. But anyways, you know, what about that phone call that says, no, really, the reason I called you is because I've been praying for you today. Hallelujah. Amen. Goeth forth. The Bible says, and weepeth. We've got to care. Amen. It takes more. This weeping here, this word weepeth. Amen. Such a deep, amen, such a yearning, such a burden, such a care. Amen. Do we care if they get saved? I remember Sister Shirley Lester talking about, amen, going and preaching at this church and said, amen, that they had a sinner there and said she preached, amen, and yearned and pulled, and this sinner didn't come on Sunday morning. And she said that I was, you know, there, you know, staying there around the church and said, fixing to go get something to eat or whatever, and said, I noticed one of the older sisters in the church still there. And she said, I went over and said, do you need anything? She said, no. She said, I'm just going to stay at the church all day today. She said, everything okay? She said, well, she said, we had a sinner here this morning, and he didn't pray. And I just feel so bad that there was a sinner here, and they didn't get saved. Said, I'm just going to stay at the church all day and just pray and fast and seek God. What about that weepeth? What about that care? Amen. What about, amen, when we do talk to somebody about their soul, can they tell that we care? Amen. And I read about Gypsy Smith. He was a famous preacher in Britain. As a matter of fact, he really done a lot in the Second World War for the British forces, and would go in those trenches with those men. He was a gypsy, and they said when he was young, he got saved. He wrote several books, not a lot, but he wrote some, and he tells in one, he says that he is, when a gypsy in the gypsy community said a young person don't ever speak to an elder one, an elder, unless they're spoken to first, like a kid, you know, said talk to them unless they're addressed first. And he said that he had one uncle named Rod, Uncle Rod. And he said, I come under such a burden for Uncle Rod. He said, I thought, man, Uncle Rod, if somebody just talked to him about his soul, said, I know he'll get saved. He said, but I couldn't never, he wouldn't talk to me, wouldn't bring it up. And he said, for sure, in spiritual matters, he said it would have been a big no-no for me to approach him about his spiritual thing or something serious. He said, I wasn't allowed. And he said that one day I was there, and he said, Uncle Rod said, Gypsy said, your suit's real nice, but your knees are wore out. What you been doing? And he said, the Spirit of the Lord pricked my heart and said, right now's your time. He said, Uncle Rod, amen, my suit's new, my knees are wore out because I've been praying for you. He said, Uncle Rod just kind of jerked a little bit, grabbed me and began to hug me. And he said, it wasn't long, I could see he was crying. Amen. Weeping. He said it wasn't just a few minutes later we was on our knees. And he said, Uncle Rod got saved. Hallelujah. What was it? It was that weeping. He cared. Amen. How much do we care? How much does it mean to us that our friends and family, amen, and co-workers and those that we know, amen, are going to die and go to hell? How much do we care? Amen. Does it matter? Do we ever weep in the night? Amen. Hallelujah. Do we ever weep in the night over souls that are lost? Amen. Souls that are gone. Do we ever weep? Do we ever cry? Do we care? Does it stir us? Amen. Does it stir us? I know y'all probably heard about the man. I've read about it for a long time, about the man on the Titanic that was actually a preacher for some. He was a young preacher, and I read that he was actually a part of Moody's group, and said that I'd heard about it, and I wrote his name down. And when we went and to that Titanic museum, I don't remember, up at Gatlinburg or something, when we went up there, they got that big museum, looks like a boat. We went there one time. I remember going in there and reading for his name, and his name is in there. And his name was John Harper. And according to history, this man was, when the ship was falling and going down, he is leaning over the side saying, get right with God. Are you saved? Everybody asking him. He was a young man. Are you saved? Are you ready to meet God? Are you right with God? And You know, of course, the Titanic don't say nothing about it, but it does call him a Baptist preacher. Amen. It lists him as a Baptist preacher, and he died, amen, when the Titanic went down. But the story was told, amen, all across different places, amen, about John Harper and how that he would preach. Amen. He was calling out, get right with God. You might die. Get right with God. Amen. He cared. He died in that ship. And as I was studying not long ago, I came across where they said that years later up in Connecticut, there was a preacher telling about John Harper, said John Harper, and telling about him, and said an old Scottish man came up to him, and he said, I guess I must be John Harper's last convert. He said, because all I know is there's a young man, amen, riding on a board out there in that ocean, and he said, are you right with God? And he said, no, sir, I'm not. He said, repent, amen, and you'll be saved. And he said that a wave took him under. He said he come up again and said, are you right with God yet? He said, no, sir. He said a wave took him under. He said when he went under that time, I never saw him again. And he said the Spirit of God touched me. He said I prayed through with 2 miles of ocean under me, holding on to a piece of a ship, and a lifeboat come by and rescued me. Amen. Whether you can back up that story or not, it's in one of my illustration books. But regardless of the fact there was a man on the Titanic, he was a Baptist preacher. Amen. And all the stories tell when the ship was going down, and he's a going down. You might have read about him. Amen. He was trying to win souls. Why? Because he cared. The Bible said, he that goeth forth and weepeth. Amen. Do we care? Does it stir our hearts? Amen. Knowing that God with his, amen, hand outstretched saying, come unto me. Amen. All they have to do, amen, is turn to him and he'll be saved. Hallelujah, do we care? Think about Samuel. The Bible says that God told Samuel, said, it repents me that I have anointed Saul to be king over Israel. And the Bible said that Samuel cried all night long. Let me put that down in plain English. God said, hey, Samuel, Saul is backslid. And Samuel crawled on the side of the floor over by the wall. Said, don't bother me the rest of the night. What's wrong with you? I just heard somebody backslid. Now come on now, y'all are looking at me. Amen, but we just to see as quick as we can get, amen, and text somebody, call somebody, tell them the bad news, put it in the newspaper, whatever, not Samuel. Amen, he cared. I said he cared. Amen. How much do we care when somebody don't show up for church on Sunday? Amen. How much do we care? Amen. When someone is slacking up with God and it's obvious they're not right with God. How much do we care when somebody comes to church and don't get saved? Amen. Samuel cried all night. The best accounts I've heard, some commentaries, amen, that when God came and said, how long will you mourn for Saul? Amen. In the next chapter, some of them say that 17 years had passed that Samuel mourned for Saul for 17 years. We'd do good to get one phone call in. Somebody backslides. Y'all with me tonight? Weepeth he that goeth forth and weepeth. Amen. Hallelujah. I think about, amen, where God told Moses, he said, get out of my way, I'm going to wipe them out. Said they're worshiping that golden calf. Moses said, amen, if you will forgive their sins, but if you won't, blot my name out of your book. Oh God, you talking about a heart. You talking about a heart of compassion. What motivates us? Amen. What moves us? The Bible talks about Jesus was moved with compassion. Amen. What motivates us? Do we cry? Do we, amen, are we weeping with the seeds? The Bible said, he that goeth forth and weepeth. You can't just go out there and scatter seeds. You got to care. They're precious seeds. Precious. Excuse me. Paul said, I know these scriptures are hard to take sometimes, but they're in the Word of God. He said, I would to God that I was accursed for Israel's sake. The Bible tells us that Paul said, wherefore in Ephesians 1 and 15, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love unto all saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Intercessory prayer, crying out to God. Amen. Trying our best to see somebody saved. Gypsy Smith's suit was new, but his knees was wore out. Crying out to God for his uncle, and God saved him. I wonder how much we care. Is it important enough to us to spend a little bit extra time in prayer for our lost loved one, for somebody else's lost loved one, for revival? Amen. If you go forth and weep, if you go forth and care, amen, if it matters, does it matter to us?
Heard about one church, one preacher. He took on the clock and put 83 every minute. At the back of the church, you know, we got back there, he's the God of new beginnings, about like that. He put number 83 every minute. Well, you know, what's that mean? 83 people die every minute. Somebody else, what does that mean? 83, didn't take long, they whispered around the whole service. What does 83 every minute mean? Seen people die, 83 die every minute. Now, I don't know, this was years ago. Maybe more now. 83 die. You know, I read today that according to statistics, and you can't go by, you know, stuff like that completely. I know there's all kinds of wrong in there. But they estimate that 95% of church people have never won a soul to Christ. 83. Every minute. While I've been preaching right here, how many people have died and went to hell? Just while I've been preaching. Man, some services, I mean, the preacher linger, you know, long. Amen. How many souls go to hell? Hallelujah. Dying, lost. Do we even care? Does it even stir us? Does it bother us? Amen. Does it change us? Does it make us want to give more to the evangelist? Saying, preach, brother. Does it make us want to give more to the missionary? Does it make us want to, amen, do more for God? Does it make us want to pray more? Do we care? The Bible said, he that goeth forth and weepeth. I'm here to tell you, I know that many of you are here tonight as a direct result, answer to prayers. Maybe your mama prayer. Can I get a witness tonight? Maybe your daddy's prayers. Hello? Maybe a preacher's prayer. Hey, amen. I remember the other day there's a man, and you know, he was a little bit drunk and carrying on. And I went back, tried to catch him, you know, and he wasn't so much, and he did come to church, but he's not here tonight. But he said he wasn't, you know, so much under the influence. That man broke down and cried. Amen. He called a preacher's name. He said, my mama and daddy was sorry. I mean, fought and busted up, and dad beat on mom and all that. Amen. I said, well, you know, what was he? Said he called that preacher's name. I think he said Davis, but I may be wrong. Amen. But whoever it was, let's just say Brother Davis. Amen. He'd cry and say, if it wasn't for Brother Davis, oh, where would I be? Oh, where would I be? That man had touched his life. How many's here tonight? Amen. Because of direct somebody praying for you. Somebody calling out. Why? Because they cared. They bore the precious seed. But they didn't just bear it loosely. They cared so much about your soul. Do we care? Precious seed. Hallelujah. The power of the Word of God. The power of the gospel, the power of a gospel tract, the power of a life on fire for God. Amen. The power of a smile, the power of one word. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver, the Bible says. Amen. What can you do for God? Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, that His Word is more to be desired than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Precious seed I'm talking about.
going forth and caring and bearing the precious seed. Amen. Just placed right there at the right time and in the right way, God will bring the increase. It's not our job to do the increase. Amen. That's God's job. Hallelujah. We've just got to plant and water. You know that. Amen. Paul said, amen, one planted and another watered. Amen. I think it's about time we water the seeds with tears. Amen. Water them with prayer. Precious seed. Amen. The Bible says the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. There's power in the Word of God.
I was talking about up there, I think it was on Fox News in Tennessee, was it? Somebody's telling me. Up there in Tennessee where that SUV caught fire.
On that passenger seat and never burnt. Had that man said, if you don't believe in God now, amen, I'm talking about the power of the Word of God. God's Word is still alive. And we're going to see more and more of it. Amen. The darker the world gets. Why? Amen. Because people are getting farther and farther away from God. And if you turned every, if I lit a candle right now, some of y'all might never see it unless you're looking. But you turn every light off in here, everybody would turn and look at that candle. Amen. I'm telling you, the worse it gets in this world, amen, the more and the brighter our light will shine, and the more we'll stand out, the more you'll stand out living for God and living holiness. Amen. Because the darker the night, the brighter the light. The smallest light will get the most attention. Amen. Even if I hid it behind this pulpit, you'd see the flicker on the wall. Amen. But they said that that Bible never burned in that SUV. Hallelujah.
I remember down here, went to the lumber yard, and somebody, you know, I was standing there. I wasn't, you know, dressed like a preacher or nothing. I stand there. Somebody come in and said, hey, preacher, something like that. Well, the guy that was helping me there, he said, you know, after they went on, he said, you're a preacher. I said, yes, sir. He said, I used to be a preacher. Well, you know, I just said, well, used to be. What are you talking about? The gifts and calling of God without repentance, you know. Just kind of being, I guess, smart aleck. I don't know, you know, just. And I knew him, you know, talked to him several times. He said, you must be Pentecostal. I said, why? I am. Why? He said, because Pentecostals have a scripture for everything. Woo! I said, well, thank you. Amen. That's the way we ought to be. The Word of God, amen, is what the foundation is. It's powerful. The Word of God is quick and powerful. That don't mean fast. Amen. That word quick means alive. In the Old English, the word quick was like our word alive. When the Bible said he'll judge the quick and dead, it don't mean he's going to judge, you know, those that can run fast and the dead. It means he'll judge the alive and the dead. And the Bible says the Word of God is quick and powerful. It means, children, the Word of God is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of sunder of soul and spirit, the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen. You go to church and say, somebody's been talking to the preacher. Yeah, the Bible's been talking to the preacher. Evangelists come by and preach something. Amen. So that pastor done told that evangelist. No. Amen. I'm trying to be nice here, but I'm going to show you ain't that important. But anyways, who's been talking to him? I'll tell you what, the Bible is a discerner of the thoughts of the heart. God's Word opened up in His purity can tell what you're thinking. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. The Word of God converts the soul. Amen. That's why we must have it. We must hide it. We must use it. We must live upon it. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey. And the honeycomb, moreover by them is thy servant warned. And in keeping of them there's great reward. I'm talking about precious seed. And Bible says when he told the parable of the sower, he said the seed is the Word of God. I heard about a George Whitefield, and most of y'all probably heard of him. He was a great preacher early American days. Early American, long time ago. He would preach to thousands. He would, and never have no modern microphone at all, and people would hear him.
A lot of amazing things. Matter of fact, America produced a great awakening during his ministry and shaking. God used him. They said one time an old man got up, heathen, said he's going to put his hands in his ear, said, I just want to know if I can really hear him from this far. So he had his hands over his ears or whatever, and was way back there at the back and wouldn't listen. People look like this here. And he said, I'm just going to take my hands off my ears just for a second, and then I'm going to put them back on. He took them off, and right when he took them off, George Whitefield said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. Hallelujah. He stuck his hands back on his ears, but he had done heard it. And the Holy Ghost got a hold of his heart, and he let it go. They said that they mocked him, and the heathens mocked George Whitefield. But he was such an enthusiastic preacher, and was such a man that preached the Word of God. Sat down at the local tavern bar, said some guys got up where George Whitefield was popular, and they're making fun of him. And they had a little game going. They was going to see who could preach the best. One old boy had heard him preach, and George Whitefield had preached on, except you repent, ye shall perish. And said he got up, somehow he got a Bible, and said he knew where it was, and said there in that old bar and tavern with not one Christian, said he got up and told it just like George Whitefield, and said he began to preach, and said such a hovering, amen, such a spiritual hovering come down, and said the man preached under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and said he shut the Bible, amen, and went down and walked out. And the end of the story, he said, I went home and fell down by my bed, prayed through the old time salvation, and preached the gospel for over 30 years. I'm talking about precious seed. Power in the Word of God. I've heard of people anointing Bibles. Pray over them. Give them to their family members that are not saved. Pray over them and anoint them and give them to their family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about precious seed. Glory to God. We're not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold. You talking about, amen, giving your children an inheritance? I think that's wonderful. Amen. But far, something far more precious is the precious seed of the Word of God and a life well lived. Amen. Say, mama or daddy or whoever it was, they sowed seeds in my life and now it's growing. Amen. They went forth bearing precious seed and weeping. Amen. And now here they are. Bring in the sheaves with them. Hallelujah. Precious seed. They said a man running down the road in Louisiana. Said he is on fire for God. And said he looked up there and there was his old friend. He wasn't right with God. He said, I'm going to scare him. So he run up there. He was way ahead of him. So he went up there and he said he snuck up. Said he tapped him on the shoulder. He said, turn. He said, are you right with God if the Lord come? Well, he turned. He looked. It wasn't his friend. He said, oh, I'm sorry. He said, oh, that's okay. He said, scared me there. He said, yeah, I thought you was my friend. I was just going to get him. He said, years later, he said, he was preaching. He said, a man said, man, your voice sounds familiar. He said, I want to ask you a question. Oh, God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about precious seed. He said, could it be that years ago in South Louisiana that you would have ran and tried to scare your friend and tapped him on the shoulder and asked him if he is right with God? He said, man, you're right. He said, how'd you know? He said, because I was that man. And he said, when you scared me that day, he said, every time I laid down, he said, I couldn't get away from it. He said, it seemed like every time I'd feel that tap and I'd jerk and say, are you right with God? I'm talking about precious seed. I'm talking about precious seed. Amen. The power of the Word of God. The power of a gospel tract. The power of knocking on the door. Amen. The power of going forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know this brother and sister coming here tonight. Amen. That's talking about their pastor. Amen. Going forth and doing different ministries. Amen. Helping like the homeless and different ones. Glory to God. Praise God. I'm talking about precious seed. Amen. Y'all may not know it. Amen. But this man sitting right here, amen, if it wasn't for a homeless ministry, amen, he wouldn't be here tonight. Amen. Y'all don't know it, but this lady over here in the wheelchair, if it wasn't for a homeless ministry, she wouldn't be here tonight. Amen. Big Mike back there, amen, if it wasn't for a homeless ministry, amen, he wouldn't be here tonight. Amen. And I've got two children over there at my home, Jack. Hallelujah. Amen. Wouldn't be here tonight. And I got two babies over there at my house that we've adopted and they got our names. If it wasn't for a homeless ministry, that mama would have never laid them in my wife's hands. I'm talking about precious seed, Kelly. I'm talking about a job that we've got to do. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. There's no telling what God can do. Amen. If we will go forth, hallelujah. Amen. Weeping. I can see somebody here tonight. Amen. Walking out of the door. They got a bag of seed in their hand. And there's tears falling off their cheek. And they're going out to the field. And they're going to spread some seed. Amen. They're going to plant something. They're going to have a tent revival. They're going to knock on the door. They're going to go to a homeless shelter. They're going to go put a little bag in somebody's hand and say, Jesus loves you. They're going to lay a track on the back of a toilet. Amen. In a public restroom. Amen. What's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. There'll come a day that they'll bring the sheaves with rejoicing. Woo! Hallelujah! They said a rich man died and went to heaven in his dream. He's all wealthy. They said he got there and said, man, these nice mansions, brother. He said, surely that's mine. The angel said, that's not yours. Said, come over there. Amongst all these mansions, there's a little old cottage. Sir, this is your place in heaven. In this dream. He said, wait just a minute. How come all them mansions, I get this cottage? The angel said, we build with what you send up here. Hallelujah. And this is all you sent. Oh, God help us. Hallelujah, Jesus. I said, hallelujah, Jesus. But there's many a grandma's. Hallelujah. They gave when the missionary come back because their heart was touched. There's many a grandma's. Amen. In the reality of that dream and story, if it happens that way or whatever, that's going to walk through the gates and there's going to be the most finest mansion, amen, you ever seen. What is it? Amen. Surely that's not mine. Oh, yes, it's yours. Because every penny you sent up here, amen, we built a new part. We built a new room. We put another picture on the wall. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, amen, there'll come a day, saint of God. I said, there'll come a day. If you go forth and weep and bear precious seed, you will doubtless come again, rejoicing, bringing the sheaves with him. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm done preaching. You want to worship the Lord? Hallelujah. Oh, I don't, you don't have to wait till I'm done preaching anyways, but church, I'd like to encourage you. Worship the Lord tonight just a little while. Hallelujah. 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 Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Glory to God. God's keeping a record. Hallelujah. He's seen everything you did. He's seen every tear. He's seen every effort. He's seen every child. He's seen everyone. And I'm telling you, the Lord will bring the harvest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Maybe you just need to whine and say, well, I didn't win them. That's not my son. Oh, pray for him at the altar. Pray for him on Monday. Pray for him on Tuesday. He said, Paul planted, I planted, Apollos watered, but God hath given the increase. Amen. We can water, amen, the places where we never planted. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah.
Help me, Lord, to care. Help me to be effective, Lord. Help me to be effective, Lord.